Sybil.
It's the Humpty Hum Billy Bill Day. Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
Yes.
Yeah. From Los
Sybil,
Angeles.
How you feeling?
Bill Bellamy.
Yo, I'm in the building. Shout out to my man TJ. We getting him, boy.
Man, you know what? I'm in New York waiting on you this morning. And I thought, because he's playing Brooklyn.
He's going to Brooklyn this weekend.
Yeah. He's going to Brooklyn, and he's going to
the King's Theater.
The Foxwood Casino.
Yeah, and that's one of your favorite casinos, too.
And I said, yeah, wow, I'll be in the studio with Bill Bellamy on Wednesday.
Here in New York. You are in the studio, man, but we by coastal. You know how we do. I seen your private jet pass mine. We was going. I seen you. I shouted you out when we crossed over in Texas. We just went across each other like, what up, T?
How was Detroit?
Hey, how did man, the play Detroit, do Detroit? Fantastic, man. Shout out to the Motor City. All that love in the 313. The people came out. They love stage plays. This is my first time. I killed it.
That's good,
they
huh?
killed
That's
it. Good. It was. Yeah, I just wish I could sing or something, man. Boy, if you could sing and you in a play, man, them ladies go crazy. Tom, can they you sing well. A little bit?
Yeah.
You know he used to be a singer.
But I can't act.
But see, that's all right then. You let somebody act and we just slide you out on one of them Spike Lee trolleys and you just sing.
Okay. Because my act is pretty bad.
That's all right, man. It's the voice, man. The ladies love the voice. And if you sing the right song during the play, the women go crazy. Ginuwine come out, man. I ain't never seen so many panties simultaneous drop. Whoosh! I'm like, wow. Ginuwine still got it. Sybil, you like Ginuwine? You like them light-skinned pretty boys?
I do.
Yeah, Sybil, I heard you scream a little bit when you heard it, when you seen it on your IG.
Oh, my
pony,
God.
Ride it.
Come on.
My
come
pony.
On.
Yes. I never seen you arch your back like that, Sybil. I was like, go ahead, girl.
So now Brooklyn this weekend, huh?
Yeah, the King's Theater this weekend, Friday and Saturday, man. We're going to see. We'll Brooklyn up.
And this is for the play Married But Single 2.
Married But Single 2. Man, it's going to make you really enjoy your relationship. That's one of the things about the play that I think the message is about, you know, just taking care of your relationship and showing a lot of love to the person and not forgetting why you fell in love with somebody. And, you know, because a lot of times people think the grass is greener on the other side. All you need to do is just walk back on your grass, look at it, and put some water on it.
Preach.
Put some water
on
it.
Put some fertilizer on it. People want to leave their grass and jump over there. They don't see. They got cobwebs over there. They got a little bit of poo-poo over there, too.
You clean that up, you know.
You don't see it from where you're looking. Yeah. You know, it's a lot of dog doodle over there. But you stay where you at, fix your own grass, and you look good.
Hey, I thought about you.
Words
I saw this story about.
Watch out for the doo doo.
I saw the story and I thought about you and your play. Gayle King said that she accidentally dated a married man.
She accidentally dated a married man. That's like a woman said, I just fell on it. You know, you didn't. You said that.
She said, it never occurred to me if someone asked you out, you need to ask them, are they married? She said,
yeah,
I think that's legitimate.
That's legitimate, sir?
Absolutely.
He doesn't have a ring on his finger. And he's asking you out. No. And she said she went on several dates with this guy before she found out that the guy was
married. If he was really good looking, she didn't want to ask. Because that's what it is. She was like, man, if this is too good to be true, he's good looking, he's smooth, he's wearing a nice suit, taking me to nice places. Like, and then around the fifth date, she's like, you know what? You never call me after 8 o'clock. You never
she knew.
Really call me on a weekend.
I think that can happen. I really
you
do.
You think that can happen?
And I don't know if it's naivete, but I think that, and you can go several days. Because here's the thing, in the way that we live and people live in different parts of the country than their mates these days, and, you know.
Sounds like don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah.
She said it never occurred to her to ask because you just don't. Think that people
are
like
a
your
personal
ex-husband.
Experience of Sybil's. It sounds like Sybil could relate to this. Yes, you know, it can happen because when you travel.
That's why I can't
can.
Wait for tomorrow
it
with
TT
and Tata. I can't wait to ask Kim and Sherry.
Can we just call them the Double D's?
Yeah, no, can we just call them Kim and Sherry?
Just love them the Double D sisters.
I know you do. I know.
They blessed and heavily favored. Uh-huh. You know,
heavily favored.
When God do it, won't he do it? Won't he do it?
Won't he call them by their given names?
Kim, Kimberly, and Sherry, a.k.a.
See, it's so silly.
Speaking of TV, TV personalities in the morning, Hoda.
Congratulations.
Oh, Hoda. I don't know why I love Hoda, though.
Doesn't Hoda
seem like your best friend or like the auntie that always had grape Kool-Aid?
Yes, she does.
She seem like the auntie that had the right amount of sugar? What, she had a little girl? Did she get a little girl?
She
adopted a little girl.
Haley Joy.
Oh. And she named it Haley Joy after Haley's Comet.
Yes. Wow. Now, did she adopt a black baby or a white baby?
She looks brown.
Okay, good. I just want to see, because I want to adopt a white baby just to change up. You know, because white people have been adopting us for a while. I just want to get one of their babies and raise them black, you know? You know, give them a real name, Jamal. Be a white boy named Jamal.
And put him in the NBA.
Adopt a white boy.
Are you sure name your name Jamal? Is Jamal? Yeah, man, my name Jamal. My dad, Bill Bellamy, man, on anything.
He's a comedian. He adopted me, man.
Like, yeah, he adopted me. You know what I mean? It is what it is. You know what I mean? My brother and sister black, but I'm, you know, I feel black. I identify black. You know, you can identify these days.
Yes.
I identify rich. I'm not, but I identify.
How old are your children, Bill?
10 and 13. I'm in the thick of it right now.
All right, 13.
13-year-old girl.
My daughter is killing me.
Here are some 13-year-old students who are killing it in the classroom.
Okay, let's go. Let's talk about that. I like that.
Man, it makes you look at your 13-year-old and say, all right, not really. In the Bronx, kids who beat 350 teams in the country to create a math app and will be featured in a Black History Month commercial by Verizon. Six 13-year-old students from the Bronx who attend Bronx Academy of Promise edged out 350 other teams across the country for a chance to create a math app in a contest sponsored by Verizon.
This isn't the first time we've had this, is it?
I don't think so either, but...
They're doing it year after year after year.
The Bronx, you say the same school is winning?
This promise, yeah. And we've had this story that these kids are doing it.
$20,000 is what they won.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
And they're featured in a Verizon commercial.
Right.
Where the point is, we can't sit back and watch history. We have to create it.
That is incredible, man.
Standing on the shoulders of those who believe the same thing. That's really great.
I like stories like that because, you know, math is an essential element in your education because everything is numbers. And I always tell my kids, numbers don't lie. Don't guess. The numbers don't lie.
Tell them, Daddy.
Yeah. My daughter's in honors in her math. You know, how many kids, you know, I was not honors in math. I was just like right there. I went. Do you know what I mean?
I was just right there.
I was just...
But I came to class.
I was in the class. You know what I'm talking about, Tom? I wasn't the first five kids that finished. You remember that? but I wasn't the first five. The first five. Remember the first five always made you feel dumb? Because you'd be like, oh, they just got up?
But don't you feel good for their parents? Their parents are so proud. They're going to work. Parents, they're bragging. Yes, you know.
Man. It's nothing like that, man, when you have your kids are doing well and they're excelling, you know what I mean? And it all comes from confidence and really liking something because when my daughter, initially, she was intimidated by math, you know? Mm-hmm. And it just happened that she was confusing certain things. And math, to me, is one of those things that build on the next level, keep building. And once if you miss something, then you stumble. So we went, we adjusted it, got her a tutor, and took off, gone.
Good for you.
That's left really the building.
Cool. Good.
Yeah, it's all just right. like doing, you just like, you know, it's just like going out with a man that's married. You know what I'm saying?
How's so, that work?
You know, you got to do the math. The numbers don't lie.
The numbers don't lie.
Coming up this morning on the new TJMS, it's Wednesday, Get Well Wednesday. The doctor is in the house, and today's topic is post-election stress. It's stressing us out, and especially our children. How do we deal with it? That's at the bottom of the hour. Also coming up this morning, our boss, Miss Kathy Hughes, there's a brand new TV show, movie called Media coming out on TV One. You got to check it out. And a lot of funny from Bill Bellamy and Bill Bellamy's Beef coming up 11 past the hour.